Yeah, Neville here. It's Saturday, September the 19th. So I'm sitting in my office and I was just thinking about a trip I made to Sainsbury's this afternoon to get some milk and stuff like that. And a photo I took and posted to Moby Picture from the iPhone of a Christmas pudding on one of the shelves, and thinking, well, here we are, middle of September, and already there's stuff for Christmas out there. And it just got me thinking about this morning when I went out to get some some French bread from Waitrose, and which I did earlier this morning. And yesterday, my wife dragged me along, or rather, I should say, I went with her to Tesco for the the usual grocery shopping, stuff like that. So that's three different supermarkets in the space of 24 hours. And I was also thinking the other day, I went to, I think it was Lidl or Aldi, I can't remember which one. When I was out, my wife asked me to do that, to pick up some specific packet of rice that she likes a lot. So there's another bunch of supermarkets. So just reflecting, actually Morrison's is one I don't go to. But it's kind of like there's no set one that we go to. We tend to do our shopping in Tesco, and that's mostly two reasons, I think, from my perspective at least. I'm not going to speak for my wife, but from my perspective, they've got always seem to have the stuff that we like. And secondly, they seem to have more offers and deals on the stuff we like. And that's not through any kind of targeting. That's simply what we see when we walk in the door. And I find Sainsbury's, from my perspective, has got good deals on things like wine. Always good. Waitrose, the French bread, the store in Wokingham anyway. I wouldn't do shopping in Waitrose. My perception is too expensive and they don't have the range. Certainly not in the Wokingham store anyway. And so Sainsbury's is not as good an experience as Tesco unless you go to one of the huge Sainsbury's. I guess all of this is really the conclusion I'm coming to is there is no loyalty, notwithstanding the loyalty schemes that all the supermarkets offer, nearly all. Tesco with its club card, you've got Sainsbury's with Nectar, and that's actually it as far as I can recall. Tesco's is a good one, thoroughly understand their loyalty scheme. Nectar, I'm totally in the dark about how that works. I have no idea. Rarely get anything in the mail. Tesco, by contrast, my wife gets every quarter a pack with huge numbers of coupons. So you're dead clear to understand how it works. I haven't a clue about Nectar, I must admit. And we've had a card for years. In fact, I looked online recently and there's like 9,000 points. What do I do with that? I have no idea. So I don't have any affinity loyalty to that scheme, let's say. So I guess if I had to summarize, it would be the strongest feeling I have as a shopper to any of the stores is Tesco. And it's a love-hate relationship. So the store in Reading, for instance, is an absolute mess with trolleys all over the car park every time I go there. Horrible. And most of the trolleys, some of them anyway, that I've encountered are bust, filthy, stuff like that. Poor impression. The best supermarket for that, I think, actually is Morrison's, the big one in Reading, where you got to put a pound in the trolley to get one. And they're all neat. No one leaves them lying around, otherwise you don't get your pound back. Anyway, there's not much loyalty in supermarkets. You go there looking for the deals. And it's not just wholly about price either, although that's a big driver. I like some of the advertising some of the low-cost supermarkets have been doing on TV recently. And again, I can't remember which one it is who's got the new tagline, "Don't change your lifestyle, change your supermarket." That's actually quite clever, I must admit. So, hugely competitive. Tesco has also got something else going for it, which is 5p off per litre of petrol from time to time. And I noticed the other day Sainsbury's has that too. Although where we live, the nearest Sainsbury's petrol station is miles away in Bracknell, whereas Tesco actually has miles away in Reading too. So the point is, though, they're good incentives to use that supermarket. It certainly appeals to me more than, say, 50p off a loaf of bread, for instance. So, I don't know, these are just musings, really. But it seems to me, certainly in our case, there's no fixed loyalty to a particular supermarket. I tend to go to different ones for different things, always balancing out the fact that if I had to drive 20 miles, am I really saving anything? So you don't do that. But interesting, isn't it? And I reckon lots of people are like that. So it's a tough environment for the retailer and a good environment for the customer, it seems to me.